السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، في جمعة مضت تناولنا الكلام على صور لبيوع محرمة، منها الربا بنوعيه النسيئة والفضل، ويحرم الاتفاق عليه ولو علم الإنسان أنه لن يقوم به، كما يحصل في بطاقات الفيزا والماستر كارد ونظائرها. ومن هذه البيوع المحرمة التي تقدم ذكرها بيع ما لا يملك، وبيع الشيء قبل قبضه، وبيع ما يحرم شرعا كالكلاب والخنازير والطير والخمر والحشيش والمخدرات والدخان والشيشة والقات وأشرطة الغناء والأفلام والمجلات الماجنة واليانصيب وغير ذلك من البيوع المحرمة. ومن هذه البيوع المحرمة المتقدم ذكرها في جمعة مضت بيع المباح لمن يعلم أنه يتخذ منه محرما، كبيع العنب لمن يعلم أنه يتخذه خمرا. ومن هذه البيوع بيع الغرر، كبيع الثمر قبل بدو صلاحه، أو بيع حبل الحبل أو بيع السمك في الماء، ونستكمل اليوم بإذن الله تعالى الكلام على بعض أنواع البيوع المحرمة والشائعة في عصرنا الحديث، ومنها بيع التأجير المنتهي بالتمليك، لأن هذا العقد يشتمل على بيعتين في بيعة، وقد نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك بقوله: من باع بيعتين في بيعة فله أوكسهما، أي أقلهما ثمنا أو الربا. ومن هذه البيوع المحرمة بيع الديون، كأن يكون لأحد دين على أحد لم يقدر على استيفائه فيعرضه على أحد آخر بسعر أقل منه نقدا. ومن البيع الصوري للتورق، حيث يأتي من يريد المال إلى من عنده مال فيقول له الأخير: أبيعك هذا الشعير أو الأرز أو الحديد أو الإسمنت أو المكيفات أو غير ذلك بالتقسيط بكذا وكذا، وتوكلنا على بيعه فأنقذك ثمنه، وربما لا يكون هناك مبيع حقيقة، أو قد يكون هناك مبيع غير أنه ليس هناك بيع لآخر على الحقيقة، وإنما هو صوري، والبيع من وإلى البائع الأصلي بقصد التحايل على الربا، وهو ما يعرف ببيع العينة الذي قال عنه ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه: دراهم بدراهم دخلت بيعه. ومنها بيع الرهن، وصورته أن يأتي من يريد شراء سلعة إلى من عنده مال فيطلب منه أن يشتري له السلعة على شرط رهنها لديه إلى حين استيفاء الثاني مبلغ الدين وزيادة الربحية، وهذا محرم شرعا لأنه قرض بنفع وهو ربا، كما في الحديث الصريح: كل قرض جر نفع فهو ربا. ومن هذه البيوع المحرمة بيع العملات دون التقابض، كأن يبيع 100 دولار ب375 ريالا فيدفع المشتري 300 ريال مثلا ويبقي 75 ريالا مؤجلة، فهذا محرم لأنه ربا. وإن كان هناك خلاف بين أهل العلم في مسألة بيع العملات، فبعضهم يرى أن جميع العملات عبارة عن ممثل للنقدين الذهبة، فمهما اختلفت العملات يرون التقابض والتماثل شرطان في صحة البيع، لكن الصحيح من أقوال أهل العلم أن التماثل لا يلزم، ولكن التقابض في المجلس الواحد لازم. وكذلك ما يحدث في الحوالات المالية، إلا إذا كان وسيط الحوالة يأخذ أجرته دون إدراجها في قيمة العملة، إذ أنهم يحولون من عملة إلى عملة دون تقابض وبزيادة، وعلى قول من يقول بأن العملات تعامل معاملة الأموال الربوية الذهب والفضة فيشترط لها التقابض والتماثل. وأما من قال بأنها تختلف كما في الحديث: فإن اختلفت فتبايعوا كيف شئتم على أن يكون هاء وهاء، يعني بالتقابض، فإذا حصل التقابض في المجلس الواحد فلا ضير في الزيادة في الثمن. ومن التأمين التجاري المنتشر اليوم، والذي يلبس أربابه على الناس بترويجهم الباطل له على أنه التأمين التعاوني المشروع والمندوب في الشريعة الإسلامية للتكافل، والفوارق بين التأمين التجاري والتأمين التعاوني كما يلي: التأمين التجاري عقد قائم على المعاوضة، حيث تلتزم شركة التأمين بتعويض المؤمن لهم في مقابل استحقاقها لأقساط التأمين، فإن كان هناك فائض فهو لها أي للشركة، وإن كان هناك عجز فهو عليها فالعقد دائر بين الغنم والغرم، وهذا هو حقيقة المقامرة. بينما دور شركة التأمين التعاوني يقتصر على إدارة التأمين، فهي تأخذ الأقساط من المؤمن لهم ولا تتملكها، بل تضعها في حسابات منفصلة عن مركزها المالي، فإن حصل فائض فهو لهم، أي لهؤلاء المؤمنين، يمكن أن تخفض به أقساط التأمين اللاحقة، ويمكن أن يجعل في حسابات احتياطية لأعمال التأمين المستقبلية، وإن حصل عجز فتخفض التعويضات بمقدار العجز، وتأخذ الشركة أجرا مقابل إدارتها لعمليات التأمين كما تستحق حصة من الأرباح الناتجة من استثمار الأموال المجمعة بصفتها شريكا مضاربا بالعمل، كما أن المؤمنين مضاربون بالمال. والتأمين التجاري قائم على استرباح الشركة من أقساط التأمين ذاتها، فكلما ارتفعت هذه الأقساط وانخفضت التعويضات التي تدفعها الشركة للمؤمن لهم، كلما زاد فائض التأمين، وبالتالي تزداد ربحية الشركة، لأن هذا الفائض سيكون من نصيب الشركة، وهم مجموع المساهمين في رأس مال الشركة وليس المؤمن لهم. وفي المقابل فإن فائض التأمين في شركات التأمين التعاوني يكون من نصيب المؤمن لهم، إذ ليس هناك مساهمون، فكلما زاد هذا الفائض ازدادت احتياطات التأمين، وبالتالي انخفضت أقساط التأمين للسنوات القادمة، أي أن كفاءة شركة التأمين التعاوني في إدارتها للتأمين يسهم في تخفيض الأقساط، بينما الأمر بالعكس في شركات التأمين التجاري. ولذا تراهم يتهربون ويتملصون من دفع التعويضات حال وقوع الحوادث والخسائر، ويتذرعون بأعذار واهية كثيرة من حيث عدم استيفاء الحادث لشروط التأمين وغير ذلك. ولذا فقد ذهب عامة العلماء المعاصرين إلى تحريم التأمين التجاري، وهو الأكثر انتشارا اليوم مع كل أسف، وجواز التأمين التعاوني الذي قد لا تراه اليوم إلا في أضيق نطاق عند قبائل أو داخل أسر. هذا والله تعالى أعلم، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الهادي ولا هادي سواه، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمد رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، إن تم أقوال لأهل العلم بشأن البيع بالتقسيط، أصحها وأعدلها أنه جائز بشروط أربعة، هي أن يحدد الثمن قبل أن ينفض مجلس البيع، فلا يجوز أن ينفض المجلس على جهالة الثمن، ومنها إن كان السداد أقساطا أو قسطا واحدا مؤجلا وجب أن تحدد مدته في المجلس ذاته قبل أن ينفض، والثالث أن لا يترتب على التأخير عن موعد السداد أي زيادة على الثمن المتفق عليه في مجلس البيع بعد انفضاض المجلس، والرابع أنه كما لا يجوز الزيادة في حال التأخر عن موعد السداد، فإنه البائع الحط من الثمن المتفق عليه لتعجل السداد، كما لا يجوز للمشتري مطالبة بالحط من الثمن عند مطالبة البائع بالسداد عند حلوله. وبعد، عباد الله، فإن الله عز وجل قد امتن على أهل هذا الزمان منة ربما ما حصلت لمن قبلهم من اتساع الرزق وكثرة الخير، ولكن مع ذلك نرى تساهلا من الناس على الإقبال على الربا وعلى مكاسب كثير محرمة من غير ما هواده وقد صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أن قال: يأتي على الناس زمان لا يبالي المرء من حلال أكل أم من حرام. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن هذه الأموال المحرمة إنما تنبت أجسادا تكون هي وقود النار، كما قال الله، كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أي جسد نبت من سحت فالنار أولى به. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن فقه البيوع من أدق الفقه الذي يفتقر إليه كثير من الناس اليوم مما قد يوقعهم في الحرام. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية والسلامة من ذلك، كما نسأله أن يرزقنا القناعة بالحلال وإن كان قليلا. فالسعيد من رزق القناعة وأمضى عمره في طاعة. اللهم صلي على الرسول الأكرم والنبي المكرم نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
قد قامت الصلاة، قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر ما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله
الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آمنة ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة هي راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكوان موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إياهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to this session or to this translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by the fiqh of the business transactions, and it is the second part of the subject, second and last, as in the Friday before last, we spoke about the first part, and we concluded that at the beginning of this khutbah, as we are going to, we said that after khutbah al-Haja, we said that in one of the Fridays, we have spoken about some examples of the non-permissible business transactions, and from these is the riba, with the two types of riba, which is called riba nasi'a or riba fadl. And we said that it is forbidden to sign a contract of riba, even if you say that you are not going to deal with it. But signing the contract meaning that you are agreeing on the riba, which is of course haram. And this can be seen in the life of the Visa card and business and master card and the like. Not only these two, but this has the most famous one, but all the other cards which have the same thing, then it is forbidden, as they make you sign the contract upon a condition that if you don't pay in a certain period, then there is going to be a permissible profit, which is the riba. What we spoke about is selling what you don't own. Selling what you don't own. Yani, a customer comes, and we explain that a customer comes to a shop expecting that he has this merchandise. Let's say it's a shop that sells appliances, home appliances, and he asked for a washing machine, certain model, and this he expected that this shop will have it, but this shop doesn't have it, maybe already finished. So they sell it to the man before even they own it. And they say, we can ask our neighbors or our friends who have the same business to give us that with the price that we can make the profit with in this transaction. This is haram. You can promise to bring it, but not, you don't promise the price until you have it, and then you set the price. Also, selling things that you own but before you transfer it to your place. Yani, you already bought it from the other shop. Same example. You already bought the, let's say, washing machine from other shop. And before they transfer it to your shop, a customer came and you sell it. This is not allowed in Islam. You have to have it in your shop first, and then you sell it. And then you sell it. One fourth form of the non-permissible business transactions that we mentioned last Friday is selling what is not permissible or not permissible in the Sharia, or forbidden in the Sharia to all. Forbidden to all, such as dogs. It's not permissible to sell dogs, or clothes, or sashes, or khamr, or ash, or drugs, cigarettes, whatsoever is used for smoking,
as they call it, pipe or whatsoever. And even the two things like what is known in Yemen, Somalia, Ethiopia, and south of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia with the word Qas. This is also forbidden, because the ulama said that it is forbidden. So it is forbidden to sell it. And selling tapes that contain something haram, like songs, music, or movies, as well as in the magazines or newspapers that may have some things which is non-permissible, and the like. And also selling the lottery, and this also one very wide expanded today, which is forbidden and haram income. The fifth type that we spoke about is selling something permissible to one who you know that he's going to use it in a non-permissible way. Such as selling grapes for one you know that he's going to turn it to khamr. Or selling a TV to one you know that he's only going to use it in bad things. Something like that. And the sixth type is something called bay' al-gharad. Bay' al-gharad is a business transaction that contains a deception. Yani, it's not known. You sell, for example, the fruit before it ripes. You don't know it's going to ripe or not. Or you sell the baby of the goat that is still a baby in the womb of a goat. And you say, see this goat, for example, is pregnant now. Once it gives birth, if she gives birth of a female, that female, once it grows up and it gets pregnant, then that pregnancy is for you with this price. This is haram. This is haram. Because this is haram. You are not assured that this baby in the womb now is going to live or not. So how come you sit that business transaction? And also from this way, haram is selling fish in the sea. And he comes to the fisherman and he says, okay, I buy from you and this type of fish, this amount, with this price. You're not sure that he's going to have that until he has it. And the like. And many businesses today is almost like that. Many businesses almost like that. And today, inshallah, we are going to continue offering some of these non-permissible business transactions which are very widely used today in our world. From these is what is called in Arabic bay' ta'jir and tabliq, which is the lease agreements. Yani, you go to the car companies, the car dealers, and they say, you can take this car, you can buy this car on a rental contract. So how come you buy it and you are renting it? These are two transactions. Each one is halal, but when they are together, this is haram. Why? Simply because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before this type of business come to wide like this today, he forbade it 14 centuries ago. It's not today ijtihad of ulama or so and so. No, as some people say. Some people say this is ijtihad of ulama and some ulama say halal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that and said, من باع بيعتين في بيعة فلا أكسهما أو الربا. Who sells two transactions, yani in one contract, or sell something, a merchandise, with two transactions, two a first and one contract, then he will have to take the lower price or riba. Or riba. The ulama says, he says, it is for you with this price. Right? And cash. An installment with this price, but they leave the place without sitting, which one he takes? Installment or cash? This is haram. Same thing with the lease. It's rent and sold. Rented and sold. So what is it? Is it rented or sold? You have to determine. Either this, you have to choose. Either this or that. You cannot make it hanging. And this is all for the protection of the customers. For the protection of the customers. As you see today, there are a lot of problems happening like that. Many people lost their cars after paying so long. Because, for example, they may not be able to pay for 1 or 2 months. Then they come and take the car because it's in their name. It's a rental. So you cannot object. It's not your car. You cannot complain. You cannot do nothing. Even if you go to the court will not support you. Because it is not yours. So it has to be determined. Either renting or buying. One other forbidden form of business transactions is selling the debts. For example, A goes to B, says, I want some money, a loan. So he gives it, let's say $1,000, and I will pay it back in 1 month's time. The month goes, the man doesn't pay back. Another month. So, a third party comes to B and say, okay, look, this 1,000, I pay you 800 cash, and I'll take the 1,000 my way. He says, okay, as long as you're going to pay me now cash, give me the 800, and you deal with it. This is haram. This is haram. Because this is selling money with money, with profit. And something called التورق, or بيع التورق. التورق originally in Islam is halal. And التورق means, التورق came from the word ورق, not ورق. ورق is paper. ورق, paper. ورق is silver. And the money at the time of Rasulullah used to be from silver and gold. So tawarruq means seeking for wallet, seeking for silver. People want money. What they do? They go to someone who's rich, a businessman, and they say, I want 1,000 dirhams loan. The man, the rich man says, I can't give you money, but I'll sell this, for example, computer to you. With 1,500, do you accept an installment? 1,500 installment, or 1,200, let's say, installment on 1 year. So every month you pay 100. He finds it okay, 100 is small, that's good. Right, I'll take it. Okay, then he doesn't take the computer. The man says to him, okay, now I buy it from you for 1,000 cash. Same person. That is haram. Or some may make some tricks. They have two shops. They own two shops. They name one ABC and the other EFG. So they tell you, okay, I sell you this for 1,500. And you can take it to EFG and they buy it from you for 1,000. So you go to EFG and it buys from you for 1,000 cash, and then the same merchandise goes back to same ABC shop. This is haram. This is not permissible, because encourages the people to help each other, help away from business and profit, help for the sake of akhirah, for the sake of the other day. And this comes from lending money, helping with no profit, other than seeking the face of Allah, seeking the reward from Allah. Islam encourages for that. But people, they want the quest profit, and they forget that who make you rich and make him poor is Allah, and Allah can turn it. And it happened. It happened many times. People, families were very rich. I don't say very rich. Families were leaders, kings and khalifas. Now they are maybe beggars. This is how Allah Ta'ala turns between people. So you have to remember the day when you or one of your children or grandchildren who carries your name, become someone who is very poor, that people donate him one riyal or less than 1 riyal. When at your time you used to spend only with boxes, every time you go shopping you just give boxes of dollars. So you have to remember this and help others. But today, no one wants to help. The very rich people, yet they don't help. They just want what brings more profit, more money, which is wrong. Now we have to cooperate, we have to help. We have to help each other. If someone wants a loan, you give him a loan. You can't take whatsoever guarantees, no problem. There is something in Islam called rahn. And rahn, you come and ask me for a loan, and you say, okay, these are the papers of my house, keep them in your safe. It's still in his name, but it's in my safe, he cannot sell it. As two witnesses, that he gave this to me, not only to save it, but as a rahn. If he does not pay me on time, I can sell it and get mine and give him the rest. This is still can be considered one way of help. But all the loans are cancelled, and now all riba. Even for the very critical situations, someone's wife is ill to death, he does not have money to take her to hospital. Nor the hospital donates her free treatment. Know that the people cooperate, subhanAllah. They don't even lend, rather than they donate. So we are in a time that life becomes so difficult, although Allah opened the treasures for people. As you see today, the income of people is something. When you say this to a man who was living 50 years back, he cannot believe that this is the income of an individual. He cannot believe. At that time, I don't say 1,000 years ago, I say 50 years ago. Believe me, maybe the President of the United States cannot have the same income of a middle person today. But yet, everyone is feeling that life is difficult. Why? Because they are not going on the way of the Creator of this world. Allah Ta'ala told them, go this way, they choose the other way. So it becomes difficult. It becomes very difficult. So,
This tawarruq, today people, they say that we have tawarruq Islami, all the banks. They say tawarruq Islami, tawarruq Islami. And they have fatwa, yeah, don't make me wrong, the fatwa is correct 100%. But the muftis, and I hear this from Sheikh Abdullah bin Mani', one of the major muftis of these transactions. One of the major muftis of these transactions. He is involved in it since the time of Sheikh Ibn Ibrahim. He said clearly, the fatwa is given to the procedure mentioned. But the practical implementation is the responsibility of the customer to check. If they implement it on these steps, then it is halal. If they implement, if the implementation goes different from this, then this is haram. Very simple. But people are very eager today to get money. They just tell you, oh, there is a fatwa. There is a fatwa from the shuyukh say that this is halal. From this bank so and so. Which is wrong. The fatwa is on the question that the bank forwarded. Is this yani way of transaction halal? They reviewed, yes, halal. Now, does this bank implement it this way? Or not? This is your responsibility, or customer. This is your responsibility to check. You don't just go and say, خلاص, how come I check? How come I do? No, this is your responsibility. Even if it is too difficult, it's still your responsibility. You will have to go and check. Otherwise, just avoid it. So, they say to you, you go there to the bank and say, okay, I want a loan. Say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, we don't deal with loans. But you want to work, we'll give you to work. Okay, what to work now? Oh, we have rice, we have metal, we have cement, we have AC units, AC air conditioning. We can sell you any of these things. Good, okay, no problem. Sell me. Alright, you want rice? We'll give you rice. How much money you want? 50,000. Okay, 50,000 can make you, let's say, half ton rice, or one or two ton rice. Wow, 2 ton is a big amount of rice. How are you going to take it? How are you going to market it? Okay. Where's the rice? Oh, the rice is in the store. You go to the store, you see it there, you see it there. Right. You go to the store, okay, where's the rice of bank so and so? Okay, this is the rice. This rice, believe me, if you come after 1 year, you see the same rice staying there. Same rice staying there. Everyone comes and they go on showing the same rice. And no one takes it. And in the bank, I'm not going to sell it. They're not selling it to no one. Or maybe there is an agreement between a rice owner and the bank. I'll send you the people who say that this is my rice. And I'll give you not necessarily money, but I can make your business easy in my bank. So we have to be, I don't say be clever, but we have to be alert. We have to be alert. Think. These people can do many things. These people, very rich, to limit that if they build a house for each citizen, believe me, they will not be poor. But they just want more income and more, be more rich and make those people be more poor. That's what their plan. So this is, as you said, as Ibn Mas'ud said, this is bay'ul 'ina. Bay'ul 'ina means, 'ina is from the word 'ayn. 'Ayn means the merchandise itself. Aynuha itself remains there. The money goes back and forth, and the thing is there. Let's say rice is here.
No one is taking the rice. Just the money going past, forth, and back, crossing the rice. And the rice is there. This is kind of kidding and cheating. So we have to be careful. Ibn Mas'ud said this bay'ila is dirahim. Bidirahim dakhalat bayna shara'. It is only money with money. And the merchandise is in the middle, just to give it a justification of halal. Now, so you have to be careful. Many people, they just say, oh, what can I do? I'm forced. What forced? What makes you forced? If you are all to death, and you find no way except this, maybe. But because you want to buy a nice car, you are forced. Because you want to buy a house, you are forced. What is that? Where is the necessity in here? What is the necessity? No necessity. And instead of buying and owning a house, you can rent a house. And look to those people in the States. Many of those who thought that their own house ended up sleeping in the garden outside. And those who are renting, still continuing in their houses, because they are renting it and paying the rent. So we have to be careful. And the Sharia came with all solutions. And there is something called Bay'ur Rahm. Bay'ur Rahm is someone who, for example, owns a house or a land, piece of land, and he wants to build it. Or build more stories to the house. They go to the bank or anyone who's rich, Cambly or whatsoever. And they say, okay, I want to build this house, this land, or build more stories to this house, but I have no money, or I have this small money. What if I give you the papers of this land or house to keep it with you as a guarantee that I don't sell it, and you give me the money to build it? This is called rahm. What do you call this in English? The mortgage. So, this is haram. Because it's money. But, for example, it's money and money. Nothing else. But, for example, there is a construction company. This company is constructing buildings. You go to them and you say, look, I want you to construct my house, but I have no money. You can keep the paperwork with you. Let's now have the agreement how much money you take per square meter, for example. They say, for example, we take per square meter 1,400 yards. You know that in the whole market it is only 1,000 or 1,100. This is halal. This is no problem. This is like the buying in installments. Because you are going directly to the source of it. There is no mediator, money mediator. So you are going directly to this business supplier, which is the construction company. And you set the agreement with them, okay, I'll accept from you, and then when I raise the building up, rent it, I pay you back from the rent. Or we set the contract between us that you take all the apartments except one for me to live in, and you invest it for 10 years, for example. That's another way which the ulama say that is permissible. There is something called, the money business or the currency. The foreign exchange. This, the ulama have two opinions on it. Some of the ulama say that these currencies are representative of gold and silver only, nothing. They are papers, as you know, and they are representative of gold and silver, which used to be the money in the old days. They say, because it is so, then it must, for it to be permissible, it must be with two conditions. It must be in the same time, and in the same place, same time, and same amount. Yani, you give $10, you take 10 riyals. Same amount. Which is, of course, not the proper opinion. But the proper opinion is to be in the same time, same place. But the amount is, yani, no problem to be different, because they treat it, the other ulama, they treat it as silver with gold. Silver with silver must be same time, same amount. Gold with gold, same time, same amount. But silver with gold, same time, but not necessarily to be same amount. Can be different. No problem. As the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا اقْتَلَبَتْ فَبِيعُ كَيْفَ شِئْتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونْ يَدًا بِيَدْ. So if these things are different from each other, yani not silver with silver, gold with gold, then you can sell each one with each one, but the important thing is to be in the same time, same place. So now, this foreign exchange can be with different amounts, but in the same time, same place. Same time, same place. You cannot come with dollars or with riyals, for example, and say, okay, I give you, I want $100, and it equals 375 riyals. But I have only 300 riyals now, I'll give you that, and later I'll give you the 75 riyals. Say, no, this is haram. It must be hand to hand now. Same thing, hand to hand, in the same place. Not necessarily to be same amount, but in the same place of transaction. Okay? At the same time. Also, in the money transfer, you send money from here to the UK. In the UK, you pay here riyals, Saudi riyals. In the UK, they're not going to get it riyals. They're going to get it pounds. Right? Now, some of the ulama say it must be either you send it from here riyals and they receive it their riyals, or you send it from here bounds and they take it from their bounds. Okay? But when you come to the practical exercise, here the banks do not take from you other than the riyals. They do? Huh? You still can. This is. Yes, you can't send the riyals out, but I mean the bank would not accept from you. Accept riyals. And for example, you are working here. You are earning in riyals. You go to the bank, you want to send some money to your family there in the USA. What are you going to pay the bank? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
I work for
them. No, I mean regular people.
Yeah.
Now forget about open of accounts. Now we are saying the transfer.
Yeah.
You have to pay riyals. And then they only receive sterling or dollars or the currency of that country. Okay? So now, some of the ulama said this is haram. But in fact, if the bank now here, in Saudi, for example, they take from you the money. What they do, and I have examined this myself. They take from you, they ask you, how many dollars you want to send? You say $1,000, for example, dollars. They calculate it, they say, okay, you have to pay 3,000 750 riyals. Okay? Bless the commission. The commission is okay. So now, in fact, you have both dollars. You have both the dollars. And you are assigning the bank to send it for you as dollars, which is permissible. Some of the ulama say, no, you have now to take the dollars from the bank and give it back to him. I did this myself, this exercise, but they did not accept. They said that the government law is not to accept from the customer as, you know, to take the money other than riyals and transfer it. Because there is a certain profit in the exchange. So, in this case, the ulama says, if it is in the same sitting, and they take from you the riyals and they transfer the dollars, this is permissible. Although we prefer to open an account, and just do the transfer, it's the same. You cannot, how you are going to save in the account? You can here open account in dollars? Understand it? This is the best thing. Then this is the best. Yani, you deposit dollars, $1,000. The other party in the States, it gets it $1,000. But here you pay the charge. Or there, either one. No problem. But now let's continue first. And then we have what is called a ta'min, or the insurance. And the insurance is of two types. Ta'min tijari, which is commercial insurance, business, and ta'min ta'awun, a cooperative insurance. The most of the companies today are doing the commercial insurance. By the meaning that these companies are selling products. They are selling products of insurance. Not merchandise, but products of insurance. They are not acting as a mediator between the people who are insured, participating. But it is a company that has capital and has, مساهمين, the shareholders. Shareholders. And then you have the people who insure. This is business, and this is haram. Haram for the coming reasons. This type of ta'min, the company of ta'min will have to pay the one who is insuring with them the money that they agreed, the ceiling of the product that he chooses, up to the ceiling of it. This is to be paid for some money that he pays either monthly or yearly, which is the price of insurance. If, for example, this person does not need for anything in this year, this money goes to the company. Does not go back to the one who insured. But it goes to the company. And if, for example, the company lost and the stock market, for example, as you see, all of them now are in the stock market. If they lost, then they will have to recover. They don't say that you lost with us. They will still pay you wherever you are needed to be covered by the insurance. And this is the reality of gambling. This is the reality of gambling, the muqamara, qumar. This is the reality of it. And it is many people share and one person benefit. Many people share and one person benefit. No, not everyone. Only the one who needs it. You cannot go there if you have no problem and say, okay, I want to benefit. They say no. They what?
They bought protection.
For what? From what?
This is not the cover.
Where is the protection? Protection from what? Huh? From what? This is haram in Islam. Protection from loss. This is haram. And the possibility of loss at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than it today. Because at that time, they used to transfer their merchandise from one land to another on camels. And the possibility of loss there is much greater than it today. But they did not used to have this, but they used to have the other one, which is the takabul ta'awun. Takabul ta'awun was there since then, and the Sharia calls for it. Sharia calls for it. But this one, I'll tell you now more information about it, so you know how it is haram. In the Ta'min Ta'awni, the company that runs the Ta'min Ta'awni takes the money from the people who insure, and it does not own it. The company does not own the money. But in the Ta'min, the commercial Ta'min, that is, the company owns the money. The company owns the money. And in the Ta'min Ta'awun, they save this money of the insurance in a separate account or save or whatsoever from their own account. From their own account. And whenever there is fa'id, meaning extra money from this year insurance, the surplus, then this goes back to the people who insure, by the meaning, in the future, they will reduce the price of the insurance because they have some coverage. But what's happening with the Ta'min Tijari? No. It is the same if it doesn't go greater. Yani this year 600 riyals the charge, and let's say the company has 1,000 persons, so 600 riyals by 1,000, this is 600,000. During the whole year they spent only 300,000 riyals for medication for some of them, so now they have 300,000 riyals extra. What do they do with that? And the Ta'min Tijari, the commercial Ta'min, this goes to the company. Finish. Now, at the end of the year, the balance is zero. It's zero. So now you have to fill it up again. either with 600 or they may say, look, the risk this year is greater. You have to be 1,000. Right? While in the Ta'meen Ta'awun, it's not like that. They say that 600,000 now they have from all the 1,000 share or insured persons, and they spend only 300,000. They so what do you call that? The surplus would remain there. Would remain there, and they say, look, guys, this year it's going to be 300 riyals instead of 600 riyals. Because we still have some money left. So who is benefiting now? The people who insure. But in the other one, no, the people who insure, they never get that like that. And from the differences between them, is that the ta'meen tijari, or the commercial insurance, is depending on the profits from the insurance itself, from the ta'meen, people pay. Okay? As big the money of the insurance per person, as more profit the company gets. As more profit the company gets. And when the price of the insurance decreases, their profit decreases as well. Well, Ta'meen Tijari is not like that. Ta'meen Tijari is you hire someone, you say, okay, we will pay you this amount per month, so you take care of our money. So you take care of our money. So he does not have nothing to do with this money as owner. Only as watcher. But the other one, no, as owner. The ta'meen tijari, or the commercial insurance, which is the widely used, they own the money. This one does not own the money. This one does not own the money. Right? So as you said, now, so by that, the profit of the company increases. Because at the end of the year, whatsoever money left goes to the company. It does not go back to the people who insure. By any way, it does not go back to them. Finished. While the other, as we said, the whatsoever money remains, the surplus, goes for the benefit of the people who insure. While the other one, no, it goes to the shareholders. It goes to the shareholders. Who benefits? Those shareholders. You buy some share, and you sit. You are not insuring with them. You are not insuring with them. You just own some share. Okay? When there is some profit from these people who insure, you who is sitting in your home going to get profit. From where? And this is haram. This is haram. And that's why most of the ulama of this time said that the ta'meen tijari is forbidden. Most of them said the ta'meen tijari, the commercial insurance which is widely used today, is forbidden, haram. While the ta'meen ta'awun is permissible, but where is the ta'meen ta'awun? What can you see today? Tafaddal.
Like,
I don't think so, as you said, because I have a lot of studies. Maybe you work for it, but the ulama have gone through it very widely. We're not discussing about those. We're discussing about Sharia. And we're considering the statements of the ulama, not the bankers. Not the bankers. We're only discussing the, and that's what we're concerning about. The Sharia and the scholars of the Sharia. Regardless, the bankers. Because the bankers are not so aware of the Sharia and what is halal and haram. All what they are aware of is يعني, how to make the profit, but they, يعني, they are not so worried about halal and haram. They are not so worried about halal and haram. And if they are so worried about halal and haram, they must be people who know the Sharia and know how to make it halal and how to make it haram, right? But يعني, we are concerning about the Sharia itself. How the Sharia look to this kind of transaction? No, no, look, يعني if they have one thing which is good, does not mean it's all halal. No, no, nobody says that everything that the bank, whatsoever bank it is, the worst bank in the world, no one says that everything that is in the bank is haram. Some might be, some يعني halal, right? But this some halal does not make it all halal. Does that make it all permissible?
I think that if there's surplus in the at the end of the year, say 200,000 or 20,000, if whatever it goes back to the insurance, it's giving that principle.
Which insurance? Now what he's talking about is not did not go back to the people who insure. As he said now what happened in November in Jeddah, these people are not the ones who insure.
No.
Yeah. I know if they want. All saved for their profit. Yeah, no problem. It's no problem. Yeah, it belongs to them. Whether it is distributed or saved for them, but it belongs to them. While the commercial doesn't belong to them. It goes to the company. Huh? That is the haram.
So the first part, when with the intent of distributing or keeping for the shareholders, sorry, for the insurers,
so
that's a halal point. That's halal, yes.
Say again?
The ta'awun is a halal one.
Yes.
So what the ta'awun was saying...
But look, now all of them are hanging... Now all of them, all these companies, insurance companies, are hanging a fatwa from Sheikh bin Baz, say that ta'amin ta'awun is halal, and we are ta'amin ta'awun. Right? Now if they call themselves ta'amin ta'awun, does that make it permissible? They have to approve it, and that's why Sheikh bin Baz had another fatwa to say that many of these people are liars. They are not doing the ta'meen ta'awun in reality. They are doing ta'meen tijar. But they are naming their product as ta'meen ta'awun. So it is not what they call it, but what they do. What they do.
As stuff on the throat, which they have given as prerequisite about what makes them halal, they may choose some point and they ignore others.
Yes, and that's what they do.
In order to make it halal, you have to be A to Z.
Yeah. It's exactly like what we said about the lease. They buy mutab al-tamlik, ta'yir mutab al-tamlik. These business people, businessmen, they took a fatwa for certain things and they applied it to their products, which is correct, totally wrong. And the ulama said that this fatwa has been misused by these people. Same thing with tawarruq. Now all the banks, even the so-and-so Western bank who is here is never known as Islamic bank, they are raising this fatwa. So it's not only what they are calling it or what they raise, but the reality of what they do. But just let us continue to finish it and then we can open the discussion. Okay, and then in the second khutbah we spoke about the what we call bay' bit-taqsit, or the selling in installments. And as we said that the ulama have different opinions about that. Some of the ulama say it is forbidden. And they are depending on the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud that we earlier mentioned, where the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ بَاعَ بَيْعَتَيْنِ فِي بَيْعَ فَلَوَا وَكَسُهُمَا وَالْرِبَى. But the explanation that they made for this hadith does not adhere with the hadith. When you look to it, they say بَيْعَتَيْنِ فِي بَيْعَ means, he says, this is with cash like this, with installments like this. Now the meaning of the hadith, as many of the scholars say, that they leave the setting of business without determining which one they take, cash or installment. So tomorrow there will be an enmity. If another customer come and pay bitter in cash, the salesman will say to the customer, the first customer, look, we did not agree to sell it in cash or this, I want to sell it. And he goes and sell it to that. Or he says, look, no, I don't want to sell it in cash. We agreed on installment with profit. So this is where it is haram. But as long as it is determined from day one, that is, of course, halal. And they said that there are four conditions for the installment to be halal. The first one is that the price must determine in that city. You cannot delay. In that city you have to determine the price. Right? You cannot leave that place of business without setting up the price. The second, setting up the time of payment, whether it is one time installment or many time installments, you have to set them up. And each time how much? You cannot just leave it gray. The third is that there must not be any condition of if you don't pay on time, we're gonna charge you this. And the fourth is, as it is not permissible for the salesman to add any charges for the delay of payment, it is also not permissible for him to reduce the profit after the business set, the agreement is already made, to reduce the profit for that the customer paid earlier. That is also haram. That is also haram. So he cannot say, every end of month you pay me 1,000 riyals. And then he comes at the end of the month and he says, okay, look, where is the 1,000? Oh, I cannot pay this month. Maybe after 1 week, okay. 1,100. Say, this is haram. is riba. This is riba. Now, the other way of riba is to come on the 20th of the month and say, look, I need money now. If you pay me now, you can pay me 800. So you can save 200. You say, this is riba as well. This is not halal, it's haram. And the same thing, the customer cannot say to the salesman, when the time of payment comes, he says to him, look, I'm not going to pay. You want to make it at 100 or not? I'm not going to pay. This is also on the account of the customer. So, with these four conditions, the selling in installment is permissible. It's permissible. And that was the last thing we spoke about this Friday, wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.